So I'm happy to be back 1 year later. And last time I kind of touched on transformation of the mind and how it's so important to just trust God and have the Holy Spirit just leading your life so that you can be healed and you can be prosperous and you can be more abundant. So just want to get started on this lesson. I really like Tamar's Get Your Life. I love the way she says it. If anybody knows, Tamar is like one of the Braxtons. Toni Braxton is one of her, is her famous sister. And I just really like the way she always says, get your life. And it's just so forceful, it's so aggressive. And that's kind of what the title of my sermon is all about, Get Your Life. Okay, it's coming. Okay, so just as a recap, last time we kind of spoke on how the toxins of just life can really just manifest in your body, and how it can just break you down and it could destroy you if you allow it to just take over your mind. This week, I've had a very interesting week. My grandfather, as you all know, most of you know, is in the hospital, and he has a lot of toxins in him that was manifesting in his body. And it was really a challenge to really undo his way of thinking to depend more on the Lord. And even using tools like praise music, you know, trying to stay positive, it was just still coming through. And of course, all of us was praying and we're still praying. And we're still praying that God is going to have a tremendous move on this life, but we want him to know that he can get his life too. So get your life, you know, get your life. And I like the word get because it's saying take, yeah. Not take back, not get what you used to have, get your life in Christ. You know, we all have things that's going on in our lives, and just sometimes it just gets so hard just to walk that Christian life, but it's worth it. And I'm not like at the finish line. You know, I know that I trust God and I know that I love God. So I know that I'm getting my life. And I'm going to continue to get my life because I deserve it. And so I kind of just want to show this video really quick before I go more into the message. Actually, no, I want to read. Let's read the word first. Let's go to Acts 1. Give me 1 second. I'm sorry. Technology. Without Fios. Okay, here we go. Okay, let's go to Acts 9. Thank you. Verses 1 through 19. And I'm just going to read from here. And then after this, we'll look at the video. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee. It shall be told thee what thou must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were open, he saw no man, but that they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And he was 3 days without sight, and neither did eat nor drink. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, Behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the street, which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prayeth. And have seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him, that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he have done to the saints at Jerusalem. And here he have authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things I will for I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, have sent me that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and he received sight forthwith, and arose and was baptized. And when he had received meat, he was strengthened. Then was Saul certain days with the disciples which were at Damascus. All right, let's look at the video.
Supposed to do? How can I do anything about that? Can I even help with that? I don't need a copy, sir.
So everyone get it? And the scriptures that we just, you know, left, get your life applies to so many things around you in this whole universe that God has created for us. You know, it just shows you how compassionate he is for us and how we should show compassion to others, including ourselves. I really like the scripture, you don't have to turn back to it, but the scripture that we just read, Acts 9, 1 through 19, because it really just kind of took us through a biblical example of how Saul, going from Paul, was able to help himself, but then in return, he was able to receive help, but then he was also, I'm sure, able to bless Ananias' life in future books and chapters. And it also showed how it was kind of difficult for Ananias to accept treating this dude that was a little harsh to him or a little mean to him or mean to people in the past, and just to, again, show that compassion as a Christian and just live in that Christ life. So it just really just shows, for me, appreciate the Lord and just how much he loves us and how he's always wearing those glasses, regardless of what we do. Amen. And now I want to go to Romans 12:2, just to kind of recap on just how we have the right and we deserve to have our minds correct in the Lord. And it says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." And then I also want to go to 2 Timothy 1:7, chapter 1, verse 7. "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." And with that, by us accepting the traditions and the concepts that we grew up around and that we, in our minds, we just automatically believe, when we accept Jesus Christ into our life, we also accept his values and we have new values. And that's what I would call, and what the person that created it, a paradigm shift. And we kind of discussed this during Bible study, and I had no idea that God was going to make this a part of my sermon today, because I kind of was going somewhere else with it. I had like a big cloth that I, you know, was going to have on the table, and but again, he shifted my paradigm. So what is a paradigm shift? A paradigm shift is one conceptual worldview is replaced by another. So in other words, change from one way of thinking to another. That is so important in getting your life, in being a Christian. Yeah. Because we have to accept and let go of things that we may feel, and what our parents and what our just previous, you know, ancestors have taught us, and just what we grew up in and believing, and just allowing God, the Holy Ghost, which is the ultimate change agent, to just shift our way of thinking. And in that, we can show more compassion. We can have more abundance. We can be prosperous. So it's just so critical that we allow ourselves to be flexible and just allow the Holy Spirit just to take over and guide our lives so that we can experience a paradigm shift. And with the scriptures, God has not given us a spirit of fear. You know, we have all of the backing and all of the support that we need to know that we deserve this. We deserve to help each other. We deserve to receive ourselves. We deserve it. And it's our right. And I also want to give you some scriptures to ponder. And that will be coming from Ephesians 4, chapter 4, verses 23. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. John chapter 5 through 8, Jesus told him, stand up, pick up your mat, and walk. Acts chapter 19, verses 11 through 12, God gave Paul the power to perform unusual miracles. When handkerchiefs or aprons that had merely touched his skin were placed on sick people, they were healed of the diseases and evil spirits were expelled. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And I really like these two verses because it's saying that God altered and created this entire universe through words, through vision. So we are made in his image. So we too can alter this universe and create this world and expand this world through our words and through our faith and by the way that we think and how it shows in our actions as Christians. So it's just amazing how God just put everything in his word, and he doesn't leave us alone. Whenever you're feeling down, whenever you're feeling alone, whenever you're feeling like I just can't do it anymore, just know that God has compassion and that he's using everyone around you and everything around you to just show how much he loves you and how it's your job and your right to receive it and then also share it with the world. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we just thank you, Father, for this blessed, wonderful time with you. And we just thank you, Father, for just continuing to bless everyone's day, Lord, and just let the word and what you will have them to remember and take heed to, Lord, just manifest in their spirit and their heart. And we just thank you, Father, for how you love us.